Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, six lines from the top, by the words Rabbi Yehuda Nisya. So again, we mentioned the Machlekes about whether or not a person is allowed, a Chacham is allowed to paskin on the Bechar, whether the Bechar has a Mum on Yom Tev. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Nisya Havli Ahu Bechar, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he had a certain Bechar, and he wanted to know if it had a Mum. He wasn't a Kayim, but he had guests who were Kayhanim that he could serve it to on Yom Tev, and he wanted to know if it was a Mum Kavua. So Shadri Lur Kameid Rabami. So he sent the animal to Rabami, even though it was Yom Tif, and he wanted him to paskin on it. So Savar Deloy Lemichsiye. Now Rabami didn't want to paskin on it, because he held, like Reb Shimon's Shita, that you're not allowed to paskin on a Bechor on Yom Tif. It's Machlekes, Reb Yehuda Bar Eloy, and Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda holds that a Chacham is allowed to paskin on a Bechor. Reb Shimon holds not allowed to. And Rabami was paskining like Reb Shimon. So Amarle Reb Zrika. Reb Zrika said to Rabami, Vitim Reb Yirmiyo, or some say Reb Yirmiyo said this, Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Why won't you paskin on it? The halacha, when you have a machlekes and shas between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon, so typically the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So the chacham's allowed to look at a bechar and paskin on a bechar on Yom Tov. Hadr Shadre Lekamid Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. It wasn't working out with Rabami, so Rabbi Yehuda Anasi sent it to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Tried his luck with him. Well, again, Savar Doi Lemichsiyeh. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha also didn't want to paskin on it. He also was going like Reb Shimon. So again, Amrli Rabbi Yirmiyah Vitim Reb Zrika, Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon, Alachak Rabbi Yehuda. That the Alachak is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're allowed to paskin on a Bechor and Yom Tov, so why won't you paskin? So now Amrli Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba said to Reb Zrika or Rabbi Yirmiyah, he said, my time alo shfaktinu l'rabbanu l'mevid of the Reb Shimon. Why won't you just let the rabbis be? Let them paskin like Reb Shimon. So he said back to Rabbi Abba, Vad ma biyadach. Well, what do you have in your hand? What's up your sleeves that you're okay paskining like Reb Shimon over here? You know the rule just as well as I do that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda over Reb Shimon. So why are you telling me that I should just let them be and paskin like Reb Shimon? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Abba said, yes, I taka do have something that makes me want to say that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, because Hachi Amar Reb Zeira, halacha Reb Shimon, because I heard a shmua from Reb Zeira, the great Reb Zeira from Eretz Yisrael. I heard a shmua from Reb Zeira that the halacha in this case is like Reb Shimon. So now says the Gemara, Amar Mandehu, there was a certain person there, and he said to himself, when he saw this whole exchange, he said, Ezke Vasak Lahasam, if only one day I should be Zaycha to make the journey up to Eretz Yisrael, Ve'egmara L'shmaita Mepume Demara, and I should be able to hear this Shmua of Reb Zeira from the holy mouth of the one who said it. Meaning I should go and make it to Reb Zeira's house, and I should hear it from Reb Zeira's mouth that he passed on like Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, Kisalik Lahasam, one day he was Taka Zaycha, this man to who, he went up to Eretz Yisrael, and asked, he found Reb Zeira's house, knocked on the door, and asked Reb Zeira, and Amar Lei, Amar Mar Alachak Reb Shimon, is it true that you paskin like Reb Shimon? Amar Lei Loi. And Reb Zeira tells him, no, it's not true. However, it's not completely off. Anam istavra Amri. What I said was that it's logical, it's mistaver, that the halacha in this case should be like Reb Shimon. Even though it's not the typical rule, usually the halacha is like Reb Yehuda, I said in this case it's mistaver that the halacha is like Reb Shimon, that a chacham is not allowed to paskin on a mum on Yom Tov, and the reason being is midikatani b'mas nisan, from that which we have, the lashon of our Mishnah, on chavavim and aleph, is that Reb Shimon said, Kol she'ein mumay nikr mi ba'idyayim, anytime the mum wasn't nikr, meaning you never showed it to the Rav, before Yom Tov, so Ein Zem and Amuchan, you're not going to be able to eat it on Yom Tov. The Chacham is not allowed to paskin on it on Yom Tov. That was Reb Shimon's psak in our Mishnah. The Katani lo bebraisa, and we had in the braisa on Chavavim Abayz b'Lashon Chachamim this exact same line, this exact same psak. And over there it said this psak in the name of the Chachamim. So Shma Mina Mistavra Kivase. So you see from that it's Mistavra that Alacha should be like Reb Shimon, because it's not just Reb Shimon being Chalik on Rabbi Yehuda, it's the Chachamim, it's the Rabbim being Chalik on Rabbi Yehuda, in which case the Halacha is like the Rabbim, that a Chacham is not allowed to paskin on a Mumman Yamtev. So says the Gemara, May Havi Allah. What's the halacha l'maisa with regards to this? Whether or not a chacham could paskin on the mum on Yom Tov? So Amr Reb Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Tashema, the Talia Bashli Ravervi, it's a Talia in thick ropes, it's a big machlaikis, to Amr Rab Shimon ben Pazi, Amr Rab Yishur ben Levi, Amr Rab Yaisi ben Shal, Amr Rabbi Mishom, Kahala Kadisha de Birushalayim. Ultimately, Rabbi said, in the name of the Kahala Kadisha de Birushalayim, that the Kahala Kadisha said, that Rab Shimon v'chaveir of Amru Allahi Kirby Meir. Now, Rab Shimon and his friends, referring to Rab Shimon ben Manasseh, Rab Shimon ben Manasseh and his friends, they said over, meaning it's a machlaikis, but they said that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that a person is not allowed to paskin on a mum on Yom Tif. Rabbi Meir's shita, as of now at least, is synonymous with Rab Shimon. We'll see soon that that's not so pashut, but that's what the Gemara thinks right now. Well, before we get to that, says the Gemara, Amru, the Kahal Kadisha said this from Rab Shimon ben Manasseh. That's mashma that they were kilu being saimech on Rab Shimon ben Manasseh. The problem with that is v'ha'enu kshishi minei tuva. The Kahal Kadisha were much older than Rab Shimon ben Manasseh. So it doesn't make sense that the zakin should be saying that they're saimech on the youngster, on the young Rav, on Rab Shimon ben Manasseh. So says the Gemara, Ella b'shitas Rab Meir Amruha. Rather, what they were saying is not that they were being soimich on Rab Shimon ben Manasseh, they were just giving him an honorable mention that he was mechavin to Rab Meir. But they were saying that the halacha is like Rab Meir. They were being soimich on Rab Meir, that the chacham is not allowed to paskin on the mum on Yom Tif. That's at least the way Rav Yosef understood the Kahal Kadisha. That the halacha is like Rab Meir means that a chacham is not allowed to paskin on the mum on Yom Tif. Now, where do we see that that's the sheet of Rav Meir? Did not, because we learned in the Mishnah that Hashaychid es habachar v'acharkach hera es mumai. A person shechts habachar, and afterwards he shows the mum to the chacham to paskin if it's a mum kavu or not. So it's very not a good idea to do such a thing. It's a very bad idea because on the tzadet it's not a mum, so he was just over on shchut echutz. So, but okay, that's what this person did. He shechted the bachar, and afterwards he shows it to the chacham. So Rabbi Yehuda was matir. Rabbi Yehuda says if it's taka mum kavua, so it's mutter. And Rabbi Meir Aimer hayo v'nishchat shlo al pi mumcha aser. Rabbi Meir says no, that it's going to be aser. He shechted it without the psak of the mumcha, so it's going to be aser. Al miksava Rabbi Meir riyas b'char lav kariyas trefa. So the Gemara assumes right now that the pshan Rabbi Meir is that he holds that looking at a bechor and paskining on a bechor is very different than paskining on a trefa. Re'ias bar mechayim, bechor mechayim, re'ias trefa la'achar shchita. A bechor, the chacham has to paskin on it dafka while the animal is alive. If he doesn't paskin on it while the animal is alive, the person who shechted it did an iser regardless, no matter what. There's no going back. Once he shechted it, so now it's already too late, and he did the iser. And now the animal is going to be aser forever. Whereas Riyas Trefa, if a person has a shayla on his animal, if maybe it's a Trefa, so you could shecht it, and then afterwards, la'achar shchita, you'll show it to the Rav. After you shecht it, you'll show the shayla to the Rav for him to paskin whether or not it's actually a Trefa or not. Because all he's doing is just confirming whether it's a Trefa or not. He's not really changing anything. Whereas by Bechar, when the Chacham paskins on the Bechar, he's not just telling you whether or not it's a mum. He's paskining that now it's not a tam anymore. Now it's a Bechar bal mum. When he paskins that, he makes it that now it has a chalais bal mum. It's not just tam confirming it's a mum. He actually gives it the status of a mum, of a bal mum. And therefore it's vital and it's ma'akev, it's integral that the Chacham should paskin on it before you shecht it. So now umina, so that's the Rabbi Meir. So now says Rabbi Yosef that umina, from this psak of Rabbi Meir, we can infer that re'ias trefa afil b'yamtif, re'ias bechar me'erev yamtif. That a trefa, so a Rav could paskin on it on yamtif, it's not so much of a mechsi kemesakein, because he's just confirming whether or not the animal is a trefa. But when it comes to a bechar, the chacham is not just confirming that it's a balmum, he's actually giving it a chalois balmum. And therefore, that's much more of a mechzik mesakin, because he's actually being piled something in the animal much more than the psak on a trefa. And so that's Rabbi Yosef's raya, that you see that Rabbi Meir holds that you're not allowed to check out paskin on the bechar on Yom Tov. So now Amr Le Abaye. Abaye says, and no, Rabbi Yosef, you're wrong. Atu Hasan b'rayin mum and pligi. You got to hold your understanding of the machlekas, Rabbi Yudin Rameyer, is completely off. The machlekas is not about the lumdis of paskining on a mum, b'kenasa pligi. They're having a simple machlekes about whether or not we should kenas this person who shechted his bechar without first showing it to the chacham. And how do I know that? Da amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, am Rabbi Yochanan, bedukin shebe'ayin. When it comes to a mum in the eye, so that kuli amu loy pligi da'aser mishum de mishtanin. So that everybody agrees that that's going to be aser for the chacham to paskin on it after the person already shechted it, because that already looks very different after it shechted. That specific mum, it looks different once the animal isn't alive anymore, so it's just impassable for the chacham to paskin on it after you already shechted it. So that everybody agrees it's aser. Ki pligi b'mumin shebeguf. The machlekas was about mumin shebeguf, that technically you could tell after it's dead already, you could still see whether or not it's really a mum kavua. It doesn't change. Remeir savar gazrinan mumin shebeguf atu mumin shebayin. Remeir holds that we give the guy a kanas, and we're geyser on him, that even a mumin shebeguf is going to be aser atu mumin shebayin. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda savar like gazrinan, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we don't give this kanas. That's the machlekas. Nothing to do with the lumdis of how paskling on a Bukhar works. Everybody ba'atzim holds that you would be allowed to paskin on the Bukhar on Yom Tif. This Shiloh was just a Shiloh about a Kenas. And Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Masnisa Nami Deka. We even have a Rayaf like that from a Mishnah in Bukhariz. The Lashon of the Mishnah is the Katani Remeir Oimer Hayo V'nishchat Shlo Api Mumcha Aser. The Lashon of Remeir is that, why is it Aser? Because you did the wrong thing. Because you shechted it without first showing it to the Chacham. So Shma Mina Kenasu the kakanish shmamina. That lashon is mashma, lashon of kenas. You see, it's nothing to do with the lumdis of riyas bechar. It's pasha just that Remeir gave a kenas, and Remeir were left with no raya with regards to what's the halacha in the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether a chacham is allowed to paskin on a bechar on Yom Tov.